Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, there we go.
Go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, yes, I won. To be in that number.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. We're singing that because Super Bowl's in New Orleans. It is I said it's a WIP afternoon show, right? We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, Brandon Graham show coming up here at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7. Special guest Landon Dickerson tonight with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. So AJ spoke right after the game yesterday about going for the record. I believe he was talking to, who was he talking to again?
I think it was Garofolo, yeah.
And then he spoke in the locker room. So first, here's what he had to say about going for the record on Sunday.
The good news for Jalen and for all you guys is you can even chill in week 18 if you want to. You think that should be the case?
For me. Rest up, heal up, and get ready to go.
So rest up, heal up, ready to go. Now here was later on.
Saquon hit that number.
Excited for him. He was trying so hard, guys. He was trying so hard. You know, I told him to get it done, but be safe. And I'm happy for him.
Do you want to see him go for the all-time rushing record next week?
Of course. Why not? You know, I want to be a part of that. You know, so looking back on the years, I'll say, hey, that's my teammate. You know, and he did it.
It's viewed as a Saquon thing, but you just said it. Like, what do you think it would mean for the team if you were to set that record?
It'll mean a lot, you know. History purposes, you know. Like I said, I like to say when I'm talking to my kids, I was a part of Saquon when he did that, you know, part of the team when he did that. So who knows what happens next week, so we'll see.
So right after the game, AJ was like, let's rest up, heal up. And then a little while longer, he said he wants to look back and say he was part of it. But I think in his mind, he's like, yeah, I was part of it for the first 16 games. I don't have to be part of it for the 17th game. Do you think there's a chance that the rest of the offensive starters do not play and Saquon does play?
The O-line is playing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even Lane?
Well, I mean, if Lane sees his other four brothers out there, he's going to go out there and be a part of it too. Like, because if they break the record and everybody's hugging Saquon, it's about him and those five offensive linemen.
Right.
I don't care if who's out there playing wide receiver,
okay,
blocking or whatever, or who's playing quarterback. Like, if it's Tanner McKee handing Saquon the ball, I'm fine with that as well. But that's about Saquon and those five offensive linemen.
215-592-9490.
What OJ call it? What they call the electric company? Because they set the juice loose.
Ah.
I think his old – that
wasn't the first time that was used.
It was the first time, probably. Yeah. Yes.
All right, Jack.
Idiot.
Jack is on one today. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon Barkley play on Sunday to try to go for the record?
So I knew I should have went down that road.
As soon as you said OJ, I said, here we go. LeVert on Erie Ave. You're on WIP. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, LeVert?
All right, listen. Ike, I'm going to have to recruit you, and Seth. Matter of fact, I'm going to deputize you guys because we're going to go down to the link and we're going to make citizens arrest if they don't let Plaquan, Weapon Plaquan, get out there and get his come Sunday.
I like this.
Yep. And then listen, as long as we got Seth, we're good.
You got Seth, yeah. I have friggin' Chuck. It's not a fair fight.
Well, and Julio. No, honest. Julio wants to go
for it.
No,
Julio wants to go for it, too.
Julio wants
another
to go for
fraud.
It.
The camera said, I would like him to go for it, but also, I don't want to play him. So that was a big take.
Typical the camera, yep.
So, all
right. Yeah. I definitely think that this would be a missed opportunity for the franchise if they don't put him out there on display for all to see and remember for decades to come.
All right. Look at the amount of coverage we're going to get.
Oh, great.
When he breaks that record. I mean, when you think about next weekend, you got some of these division battles going on. I mean, either the Lions are going to be the 1 seed or the 5 seed. The Vikings are going to either be the 1 seed or the 5 seed. Either the Steelers are going to win in the North or Baltimore is going to win the North. What else we got going on? Wentz is either trying to help the Bengals get in the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers is trying to help them get into the playoffs, right? Saquon going for that record is the biggest story in the NFL this week. Those other things, all those teams are in the playoffs. Is that that's just about seeding.
Detroit and Minnesota is pretty big, but I would
I
agree.
I know they had
yeah.
a 1 seed.
Yeah, 1 seed.
And that's the 8 o'clock game.
Yep, yep.
That's the last
But during
game.
The day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saquon going for the record would be the biggest story of the weekend.
Do you think that, let's say they're undecided, do you think letting, and hearing the how vocal fans have been, this week.
They can't wait till I get off the air today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think there's any like risk of letting, if you're not going to do it, letting this debate go on for 2 or 3 days if you're the Eagles? Truthfully.
Well, John Johnson appreciates it.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody that's working while we're not, Spike. Yeah, so yeah. They will appreciate
well,
it.
Well, but I mean, from an organizational standpoint, you let it go till Wednesday or Thursday,
right.
God forbid, and right. everybody's like, go for it, go for it, go for it, and then all of a sudden they announce everybody's sitting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird – now, look, it's not going to matter in 2 weeks anyway. Nobody's going to bring this up when the playoffs are here. But I do wonder if they're not going for it, if they would be better off – getting that message out sooner rather than later. Because I think people would understand it today. On Thursday, they're going to juice themselves up into not understanding it.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I guess that's there. But in the end, if they were to decide not to do it, I don't think there's going to be outrage over it.
No, I certainly don't think so today. And I do think people would understand it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to be more disappointment than anything.
Yes.
Because like I said, there are... As sports fans, you want to say you were around to witness certain moments. Like, that's like, we, Spike, you and I, we got to see the Bird and Magic era in the 80s. We got to see Michael Jordan.
The greatest who ever played.
In his prime.
Yep.
Right? We got to see, you're not a golf fan, but I also saw Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson. Like, so being a part of the greatness of these athletes and witness them doing these things. That's the one thing sports fans get to say they witnessed and they saw. So
Barry Bonds.
And Barry Bonds in the home run chase, exactly. Like, getting a chance to see that for this generation of sports fan that's coming up, I actually think it's a cool thing because most people have lost respect for the running back. For the running back. I tweeted this out earlier. You know, Eric Dickerson holding on to a record and people saying, you know what? If it was my record, I wouldn't want anybody to break it either. Why? Because you think somehow you're going to be stripped of your greatness? He's Eric freaking Dickerson. He's in the Hall of Fame. AED. There's no other place to go, buddy. I'm sorry, you holding the record does not enhance your greatness as a player. And if somebody breaks the record, it does not diminish how great you were as a player. What it does is move the position forward, and that's what you're supposed to be about. As someone who was a dominant running back, you should want to see this passed on to the next generation. Stop thinking about yourself, because you didn't win a championship, and that's what you're saying to yourself. I didn't win a Super Bowl, so I got this rushing record. Let me have this. Dude, you're Eric Dickerson. You're in the Hall of Fame. Get over it.
Actually, I would say that Saquon chasing the record, people have talked more about Eric Dickerson for the last month than they have talked about Eric Dickerson for the last 10 years.
But that's what he wants.
Right.
No, he wants when people get close to it, he gets brought back up.
Right.
That's
why
I'm saying it's an insecurity thing.
Sure.
You're worried about whether or not people are going to forget about you. Nobody's going to forget about you, ED.
It's like the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's why they pop champagne.
It's why they pop champagne every year, because they feel like they think they're still relevant. But guess what, Spike? They aren't.
Right. The only time they're
nobody views the 72 Dolphins as the greatest football team ever. No one does. As a matter of fact, they may be the 10th greatest football team ever.
Jack, are they better than the 2024 Eagles?
I would take this Eagles team, Spike.
Clay, Kansas.
Well, if you go player for player.
Oh, man. Who's
Bob Greasy?
Oh, get out of here. Although, I mean, Greasy in this offense? These receivers?
Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. First time in my life I'm reluctantly agreeing with Spike.
There we go.
Finally, somebody.
First time for everything.
But I will say, you guys are doing a good job, because there's arguments to be made on both sides.
Yeah.
There really are. I will say this, though. The one thing that I haven't heard anybody mention, if I'm the Giants, I don't let him break the record against us. And I mean, I put 9 and 10 guys in the box.
Is Joe Shane going out there playing linebacker? Why should it
look like? Yeah, but Spike, you know, schematically, though, look at what the Redskins did. Schematically, especially if Hurst doesn't play, I mean, they can load the box with 9 guys and say, you're not running the ball on
it. That's what Dallas did yesterday, and how'd that work out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hear you, but in the second half, Saquon didn't really go off until the second half. I mean, I'm just saying, and I will also say this. I hear what you're saying about Lane, but Lane's got – I love Lane. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's what is he, 32, 33?
34.
I mean, 34.
I mean, I know Lane wants to be out there, but, I might think about putting Fred Johnson out there if you decide you're going to go for it, because, Lane twists his ankle – We're trying to make up for what happened 2 years ago when that thing was stolen from us.
Listen, I understand everybody feels like we're on the cusp. And you don't want anything to mess up. I get that. I understand the fear. I'm not going to act as if that's not a real thing. Right? Because everybody says, we got a good team, and I don't want to mess it up, and we got a chance to win the Super Bowl. I understand. You do realize, though, that's not guaranteed.
Totally. But I will also say this. If you give me a choice between resting like the offensive lineman or the skill guys, I'll rest the offensive lineman, because, Ike, you play, you know. I mean, those guys get chopped up down there. Jalen Carter should not play in this game, in my mind. He should not play. Neither should Josh Sweat. And Bond should not play either, because that's where the injuries happen, is in and around the line. So, I mean, that's my take, guys. But either way, I'll accept it. If he plays, I hope he gets it fast so we can get him out of the game. You guys have a great new year.
You too. And you know what? If he ends up playing, I will be both excited and terrified on Sunday. Like, I want – if he plays, I want him to break the record. And, yes, I want it to happen in a quarter. I hope the Giants dive out of the way and let him get
it. I want to see that vision. Yeah. The visual of them moving out of the way.
You know what I want to see if that happens? A live cam on Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. You know what he's going to
– I agree.
He'll end up being like – what's his name?
Gastineau.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just sad. That was – yeah.
215-592.
Sack exchange.
By the way, Ike, you mentioned this before the show, and we're not on the rest of the week. And honestly, thank God.
See, I told you.
Yeah, you took an hour and a half
beating on me and calling me
what
weak
you
and scared.
What you man up a little bit.
Told you, you don't want to do this for 5 days.
No. And you know me. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
But, man, this one, you can see it in my eyes. The life is draining out of my eyes.
No, like, you'll break at 5:50. Yeah. That's usually when you break.
Yes, he could get hurt walking out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Wait till Brandon comes in and, like, man, I hope we do go for it. BG's definitely going to say
for
go
sure.
For it.
You think
now,
so?
Oh, yes.
Where's Elliot at?
Elliot wants to go for it.
Because he's a record. He's accomplishments guy.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a.
This means so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was an
MVP guy.
He was an MVP guy.
I'm making all of the Saquon record people become you have to be an Embiid MVP person.
MVP guy,
that is the agreement.
I'm with
here.
You on that.
Bobby in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Okay. 40 years.
Yes.
That's two generations. Two generations of time that have passed since that record. Okay? You have one time in your lifespan as a running back to even get close. And he was lucky enough and talented enough to get there. And for anybody to say he shouldn't play, right, there's something wrong with that. I can understand he can get hurt, but that's the nature of the game for a running back. That's why the season, that's why the career is so short. But for him to be lucky enough, strong enough, agile enough, right, and talented enough to get close and be denied to play that game and break that record, something's wrong with that. Now, getting to the Super Bowl, I can understand that, but it's going to take three games to get there. It's going to take three games to get there, to win it. So if we don't play him, and then all of a sudden they get beat one of the playoff games, right, that's the biggest blow to this man in his whole career. His whole career is about being strong, sustaining his goal, and keep doing it. How many running backs have been that close? Eight running backs in the whole thing to get 2,000 yards? Eight running backs in over, what, 40 years? Yep. And you're saying don't play this man? And this man, his job is to gain yards and run with the ball. That's his job. And guess what? I don't care what nobody, even him. If they tell him we're not playing you, right, on Sunday, that's going to kill him.
No, he,
you know why?
He will be fine. He'll be fine. Bobby, I'm sure he'll be disappointed to a certain extent, but I also think Saquon is the kind of guy who would understand and respect the
Saquon
decision.
Saquon ain't going to say nothing, but being the fact that he's a running back, been through hell with New York, and finally got with this team and found out he found a home, and plus he found a home where he grew up at, and then tell him, we're not going to play you because we're scared of getting hurt. Okay, he's going to be the team player, but inside, it's going to kill him because he got a chance to do it so close. And that's the thing I'm saying, because we can get in the first playoff game and lose.
It's true.
So you got to take your chances with this man. He's so close.
It's so funny, Bobby. Bobby, everyone is telling me that they're not even scared of playing Detroit in Detroit, that we're marching to the Super Bowl. But today, when we're talking about the Saquon record, all of a sudden, we could lose in the first round. To Washington or Green Bay.
We could have lost him in the first game of the season.
But we didn't.
Yep.
That's the chance you take as a running back. But this man is geared to take the hurt, and I'm quite sure he's been banged up all season.
Well, then by all means, run him 25 times on Sunday. He's been banged up all season. Then let's just beat him in the dust.
That's the nature of the position. A running back, Scott, not only got to be good and talented, he's got to be able to take the shots, the pain, the hit.
Do you think, Bobby, when they signed him?
Let me tell you something.
When they signed him, do you think that they expected him to get 400 touches this year as a 27-year-old running back who had been injured two previous times, who played on the MetLife Stadium turf his whole career? Do you think they expected to have him have 400 touches this year?
No.
Okay.
But here's the thing I'm saying. You got to understand this. He's a running back. His mind of being a running back is to take the blows, get around these linebackers, and gain yards. That's what he does for a living. And for him to get that close to being immortal, and you're going to deny him that shot? Because like I said before, it's more chances odd-wise of him breaking that record Sunday than him getting to the Super Bowl. And anybody that says not, there's something wrong with him.
That's true. He's right about that, Spike.
He is right.
You know?
odds are he's going to break that record. Even if it takes to the fourth quarter to get it.
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line is,
hopefully
they're
we
not
get
guaranteed
overtime
to make the Super Bowl, even though they look good, because guess what? Who thought we would lose to Washington?
Bobby, last question. Last question here.
Go ahead.
So we obviously could lose in the first round of the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. How would you feel if Saquon breaks the record, we lose in the first round of the playoffs, and then next year another running back breaks Saquon's record?
Well, guess what? That's the nature of the beast.
Mm.
But at least he had a shot.
Okay.
At doing what he had to do. Because guess what? Once you're going in the books as the top running back in the history of the game, and somebody breaks your record, so what? But at least he got to the top, because guess what? He's 101 yards away.
Yes.
He may never get that chance again. Mm-hmm. In his career.
Yeah, it's a safe bet he's not getting this close to the record
stuff,
again.
You played ball.
Yeah, listen, I know it.
You
yeah.
played, yeah.
He's going to run for 630 yards next year because we're running him into dust.
It's one game.
How about this? The funny thing about the ED record, right?
Yeah.
He's already 34 rushing attempts less than Eric Dickerson had that
right.
year.
Right, yeah. But by the way,
it's a full game already.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that Eric Dickerson ran that many times in 16 games, by
right.
the way. It just shows the difference in the era as well.
Well, hold on. Also, you know why he did that, right? He was trying to break the record.
That year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Rams didn't have anything to play for.
They're 10-6.
Who was the quarterback at that
was
time?
Was that Ferragamo? You don't know Vince Ferragamo.
I was going to say Jaws, but it was not Jaws.
That was not Jaws, man.
No. It must have been right after Jaws, right? Because Jaws
got here in what, 78, 79?
Yeah, 78, 79.
Oh, right. Jaws was with the Rams before us. Right. All right. Coming up next.
Man, ED made me. I already wanted Saquon to break the record. But Eric, I got to quit saying ED because those initials stand for something else.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
The second time I said it, I called myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. Blue Chews are.
Yes, I know. They're big on the
stage. I need to see the package.
Yeah, John Johnson has been in the afternoons, I've heard.
Yep.
But Eric Dickerson, until he started just openly hating on Saquon to get the record, like, he made me want Saquon to break the record even more.
I actually
because
agree with you there. You're turning me on that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the guy that's saying, yes, break the record. I'm here rooting for him to break the record. I want to see the next generation of running backs break the record. He's supposed to be graceful as an older running back that's looking down the guys who looked up to him. I hate what he's doing. He makes it bad for all of us old heads. We can't be around here hating on the young guys, man.
If Saquon plays on Sunday, he should wear the goggles just to taunt Eric Dickerson.
He should.
All right.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be? 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play Saquon on Sunday? Coming up next, we will talk to Donovan McNabb about what he thinks. What he thinks. And talk about the quarterback play. You saw some pretty good quarterback play yesterday.
Sure did.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's a quarterback factory.
Who'd have thought? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.